And today we will look at the attribute of Al-Kabir. Al-Kabir is mentioned 5 times in the Quran. For example, in Surah Al-Ra'd, he says, which is Surah number 13, Ayah 9, he says, عَلِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ الْكَبِيرُ الْمُتَعَالِ, the knower of the unseen and the seen, the great, the most high. Now, we're all very familiar with the derivative from Kabir, which is Allahu Akbar, which all of us in every salah pronounce. See, we initiate our salah with it. We initiate our ruku, our sujood, our qiyam, and it is called takbir. It is the glorification of Al-Kabir. So what is Al-Kabir? What is it? Greatness is an expression of the perfection of essence. He is the greatest, whose greatness stretches from before the beginning until after the end. The greatness of all conceivable greatnesses from the beginning to the end is only his creation and is proof of his own greatness. See, we use the term infinite in relation to the heavens and to time. We only attribute infinity to created things because a proper conception of them will not fit into our understanding. If we had a vehicle as fast as our thoughts and our imaginations, and if we were carried in it in a straight line in one direction into the depths of the heavens across immeasurable distances, passing millions of suns in every second, and if we had a life of billions of centuries, we would travel through only a very little of the created universe and created time. Now, he is the greatest. Let me try and explain simply. See, the perfection of essence is traceable to 2 things. First of all, its perpetuity, past and future. Every existent is deficient because sooner or later it is interrupted by a period of non-existence. Thus, when we look in relation to this, one to whom non-existence is inconceivable is worthy of being called Al-Kabir, the Great. So when you think Al-Kabir, it is someone who is existent forever, was, is, will be, everything. The second aspect is that the existence from which all beings come, all beings exist, is God's being. So with the one whose existence is complete in itself, is perfect and great, then the one from whom the existence of all existing things originated is more worthy of being called perfect and great. In other words, if you see anything that you think, MashaAllah, Allahu Akbar, in your mind you gotta think, that came from the Al-Kabir. See, all this which cannot fit in our comprehension was created with a single word and with his will. If he so willed, he could do it again and again and more and more without losing any of his strength. There is no difference for him between the creation of an atom and the creation of the infinite seeming universe. That's his greatness, as much as we can understand it, but he is greater than that. So this realization of his greatness should raise in us the awness, you know, the awesomeness and the love of him, and the wish to be nothing but his abd, but his servants. See, the awesomeness, the fear of him as such, is not the fear of a tyrannical strength that could crush us, whether rightfully in vengeance or just arbitrary. He is the merciful, he is the Rahman, the Rahim, the Hakim, the Adil, the Kareem, the Wahhab. That fear, that awesomeness for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an outcome of loving him, wishing to be loved by the greatest, and fearing to lose his love, to face his disappointment in us. The greatest loss for a human being is to receive Allah's disappointment and thus anger, and the greatest gain is to be the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Abdul Kabir, one who lives Al-Kabir, grows and is perfected by the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, he or she relies on him alone. He or she follows his rules. He or she is in love with him alone. And from then emancipates everything else. How does it reflect in the way we behave? I repeat this again and again. It's one who displays authentic power. One who does not exert his or her will upon another person. Because that sort of power, that sort of greatness is an attribute of time. And as time changes, that changes too. Do you have a strong body that others cannot challenge? That will change. What will you do then? Do you have a great beauty that can be used to influence others? That will change. What will you do then? Do you have a greatness in cleverness that maneuvers others? What happens when you're too tired to use it or you miss the opportunity? There is no power in fear. There is no greatness in activities that are generated by fear. There is no power in a thought form of that sort of greatness, even if it is supported by armies. The armies of the Quraysh disappeared 1400 years ago, but the force of the life of a single human being that they try to crush continues to shape the development of our species. Who was great? And that's basically how we must be able to live this greatness. Because we're only as great as what we stand for. We gotta stand for him and him alone. And the idea is to continually repeat, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Let it flow through you from the top of your being to the bottom. If one who has lost his job or has been demoted unjustly, or his debts which he or she cannot pay, fast for 7 days, especially in this month, and each night at iftar recite, Ya Kabiru, Anta alladhi la tahdil uqulu li wasfi azamati. O you who are the greatest, you are the one whose magnificence, intellect are unable to describe. Recite it 1,000 times. If you cannot manage this, think that way and recite Ya Kabiru 1,000 times. Inshallah, your debts will be paid and your position and job returned.